Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Allison Keyes in Washington. Pools, shade, staying hydrated, all advice to people facing excessive heat. Ashton Robinson-Cook at the Weather Prediction Center.
Vegas has a forecast high of 114 today, and if that's reached, it'll tie their record set for 114 in 2017. We're also expecting 112, 113 just north of Los Angeles, and those highs will either tie or break records. And then 117 at Phoenix, that also approach a record there.
A suspect is being held without bail over a series of killings dating back more than a decade on New York's Long Island. CBS's Bradley Blackburn.
Investigators say they recovered Huerman's DNA from a pizza crust he threw away in New York City and matched it to hair found with the victim's bodies. They say he was also linked to burner phones used to arrange meetings.
We're continuing to execute search warrants and we anticipate getting more evidence.
In all, police have recovered the remains of 11 people near Gilgo Beach.
An historic win in Wimbledon's women's singles.
Markéta Vondrousova of the Czech Republic has become the first unseeded ladies champion in tournament history. The 24-year-old, whose wrist was in a cast when she visited Wimbledon last year to watch her best friend compete in qualifying, beat Ontsha Burr 6-4, 6-4 on centre court. The Tunisian, who was also the runner-up last year, described it as the most painful loss of her career. Jabeur appeared consumed by nerves throughout, and Vondrousova took her opportunity wonderfully well to make up for the disappointment of finishing runner-up at the 2019 French Open and the Tokyo Olympics. Russell Fuller for CBS News, Wimbledon, London.
It is the 10th anniversary of the Black Lives Matter movement. Activist DeRay McKesson.
When I think about what has changed in 10 years, I think that people are talking about the police more. People understand that this is no longer a fringe issue, that this isn't a happenstance happening one or two places. Remember, today the police kill an average of 3 people every single day. A third of all the people killed by a stranger are actually killed by a police officer in this country.
Now to Israel. Where Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu released a video explaining his sudden hospital visit was caused by dehydration. Devastating UN reports on global poverty and the 14 billion rich nations could spend to help.
Those needs, combined with the debt conditions that a lot of countries face, just really don't leave them in a position to make the investments that are needed for both long-term sustainability, but also for the immediate.
That's the UN's Astro Bonini, who says the rich nations are locking developing nations in debt that they cannot pay. This is CBS News.
Find great hires fast with Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring solution makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
When you have trouble sleeping, it's tough. When kids have trouble sleeping...
Mom, I can't sleep. Dad, just one more story?
For nights like this, try Vicks Pure Z's Kids. Our great-tasting gummies are specially formulated for kids with a unique blend of botanicals and a low dose of melatonin to support their natural sleep cycle. Best of all, they're drug-free and non-habit-forming. Help your child fall asleep naturally with Pure Z's Kids Gummies. Consult with a doctor before use. For ages 4 and up.
At Grainger, we're for the ones who pay attention to every little detail. The ones who fuss, tinker, and sweat the small stuff. Because you know the tiniest thing can make the biggest difference when it comes to keeping business moving. We get it. We're the same way. Offering access to product experts to help you quickly and easily find what you need. So whatever your industry, you know you're always getting professional-grade products. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Locally grown, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article in the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music, and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. Hungry kids get sick more often and can struggle in school. It can be harder for them to focus and learn. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures.
We want to ensure that all of our kids have healthy meals every day.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping feed our kids.
To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up?
This is a big party, man.
Good morning. Welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Hey, Calvin, the sun is really high in the sky, which means it's going to be really, really nice and warm. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well. Looking forward to the weekend. How are you, Earl?
I'm looking forward to the weekend as well. A lot of things going on this weekend, as always, this time of the year. If you were five different people, you can go to five or six different places and enjoy it, you know. Because we live where we live, we squeeze everything into June, July, and August, and so you can't be at all of them, but pick a few and enjoy it. But I wanted to follow up with the end of the last show that was just on the air, and that's civicmedia.us. Go there. The Blood Challenge, the Civic Media Blood Challenge is still in full effect. We need you, as well as the nation needs you, and the state needs you to be able to do follow through with this so we can help many people who are in dire need of blood. Calvin, where would they go again?
You can go to civicmedia.us/giveblood, or you can just go to civicmedia.us, and it's at the top of the homepage.
Yeah, we really need you not to forget that. It only runs until the end of this month, and we could make such a difference in the lives of children, the elderly, all of us. All of us need blood, and we've got to continue to push that. And if you are able to, if you are capable, well, most of us are capable of doing it, is whether or not we are willing to do it. We need you to act on that. And we greatly appreciate it. As Luke Mathers stated earlier, there are prizes that you would be eligible for by being a part of that. So we thank you ahead of time, but by all means, go again, Calvin, to where?
civicmedia.us/giveblood.
All right. Where to begin? There's so many places I want to begin and so many different things I want to talk about, but I want to begin by the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. Cavalier Johnson, a young man who I consider to be a friend, a young man who I watched his career go from, you know, a guy who just came in and was a part of former Mayor Tom Barrett's office staff, and it climbed from that position in a short period of time to alderman, and then to president of the Common Council and now to mayor, and a young man who clearly has great talents. A very brilliant young man, graduate from UW-Madison, who's come from some difficult situations in his own life and has been able to overcome all those things and become the mayor. You know, Mayor Johnson thinks that now that the relationships that he built with Republicans to help create, you know, the climate, the atmosphere that allowed this 2-cent sales tax to come into play to help the city of Milwaukee get through difficult times with this pension problem. And he somehow thinks that the relationships that he built with many Republican state legislators is going to be the catalyst, that he can use to somehow get them to address gun control. Hey, Mayor Johnson, ain't going to happen. It's not going to happen. And I get it. And, man, I know my heart bleeds like yours. 224 people were murdered in the city of Milwaukee last year, a record. Year before that, in the 200s. Year before that, in the 200s. And the slaughter just continues. It's certainly the percentage is down somewhat this year. But whether it's 220 or 200, it's too many. And at the root of all of it is the access, easy accessibility to guns and people who shouldn't have guns. And the fact that it is so easy to get people, get their hands on guns, and the laws that are in existence that allowed this to happen is what's at the root of it. And so, Mayor Johnson, you know, I know your heart is right. And I know you think that these people somehow in the legislature, people of conscience, but when you talk about guns, you know, just not going to happen for whatever reason. And most of it has to do with the fact of the gun lobbies that own and control, you know, many people who are in public office who just can't seem to let the money go that they receive from the gun lobbies. Blood runs in the street of children, and they can't position themselves to say no to the gun lobbies, to the money. And that money is stained with the blood of children and innocent people. And this nation is the worst perpetrator of all. No other nation on earth that accepts what we accept in this nation with the continued slaughter of the American citizens by one another. So, Mayor Johnson, you know, you'll fight the good fight. I know you will. But you shouldn't be discouraged, because it's not going to happen. They are not going to, again, dismiss the easy dollars that come into their coffers that help them stay in office. That is more important than the lives of innocent people that are taken far too often, in not just in the city of Milwaukee, but particularly in the city of Milwaukee, that just goes on unabated. You know, I wish that there was some magic wand. I wish there was some way that those same people who you were able to sit down with and supposedly, you know, have some dialogue and a breakthrough that clearly you and County Executive David Crowley have received credit for, with negotiating with Robin Voss and those other folk on the state level to allow you to raise, you know, this revenue. But I think that's an altogether different issue. You know, being able to raise the money to fend off bankruptcy for the city of Milwaukee than it is to get people to stop allowing guns to flow into neighborhoods and into communities, into the hands of children 12, 13, 14, and 15 years old that result in the continued deaths of these children and innocent people. Let's go to Tom from L.A. Good morning to you, Tom. Early in the morning, what's going on?
Good morning, Earl. First, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that, especially once we get money out of politics. And I hope everyone just realizes that. But what I really would love to see is a politrickster or a politician come on your show, someone that has run for office in the past, and or someone that's been in office in the past, and can really tell us how much pressure is put on these people, whether it's running commercials against them or whatever it might be, but put on the special interest groups, how much pressure is put on, like you said, the gun lobby, on these politicians to do what they want them to do. Because I have a feeling that I would think that somebody that has been in office and then lost in office because they got beat by big money in politics would actually want to come on a show and actually uncover the truth and say, you know what, when you're in that office, it doesn't matter what we the people are saying or how much we're clamoring outside the door. What matters is the special interest putting the pressure on me as a politician. And if I don't do what they say, they're going to run commercials against me, you know, in the next week or so. And I just wish we had some, just one really, really honest politician that could come out and uncover the true experience of being a politician and saying, this is what they do. They come into my office. I have 5, 12, 15, 20 different lobbyists, and they tell me that this is what's going to happen. They got nothing to lose because they're already been beaten. And I really would love to see it. So any politician out there that has been, you know, maybe a Ron Kind, if he really wants to actually give something back to we the people or something where they can say maybe the reason why they voted the way they did, and it mostly had to do with the pressure from the outside lobbyist group. Yeah. I know some of them have jobs now in lobby firms and all that kind of stuff, but let's be honest, not all of them are just going, you know, be lobbyists.
Tom, at the root of all of it is the lack of education of the American people and the voting electorate who fails to understand the lobbyists and the relationship between the lobbyists and the laws. And so we continue to organize people to vote and get people to vote, but we don't go to next step. Because I believe if the American people were educated enough to understand that the lobbyist defeats the whole reality of what this whole system of voting is all about and democracy is all about, that's defeated for the most part when lobbyists can come in and do whatever it is they do. You and I know what they do. We've got to be able to educate enough Americans to understand that. And until we can get that done, it's a futile attempt. Thank you very much for the call, man. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
Here's what's happening. WFHR Community Calendar is brought to you by Something Sweet, Swiftwater Ice Cream. Enjoy the guilt-free, no-fat, no-sugar scooped ice cream and the 32 flavors of Cedar Crest. And don't forget, they're made-to-order appetizers. It'll leave your taste buds dancing. Family-owned and operated and open daily from noon until 9 p.m. Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, or find them on Facebook.
The Pittsville Area Community Theater is going big in their return to the stage this summer with the most famous murder mystery of all time,
Agatha Christie's Murder on the Orient Express. The show boasts intrigue, deception, romance, and Broadway-caliber comedy to spice up the summer. Performances will be taking place at the Pittsville Auditorium, 5459 Elementary Avenue in Pittsville, on Friday and Saturday, July 14th and 15th at 7:30 p.m., and Sunday, July 16th at 2:30 p.m. Tickets can be purchased in advance online at eventbrite.com for $12 and same day at the door for $15.
Sandwiches are the original fast food. What could be easier than spreading a bit of mustard on Country Hearth's cracked wheat bread, then topping with smoked ham and cheddar, or maybe a peanut butter and strawberry jam on Kids' Choice Whole Grain White? So, on your way to the lake or park this summer, skip the drive-thru and pack a cooler with your favorite sandwiches instead. Country Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
Drive safely, Wisconsin. Highway workers are out on the road. Help them out. Slow down, stay focused, and eliminate distractions. Work zone safety. It's everyone's responsibility.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Shriners Hospitals for Children has been creating wonderful opportunities for children in need. This life-changing medical care helps them do the things they've always dreamed of. Go to loveshriners.org.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us. And click on the Careers tab.
Updated forecast on the Shaw. A blend of clouds and sun today with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. Daytime highs approaching 86. Westerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Chance for scattered thunderstorms again tonight. Lows dip down to about 65. Overcast. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, chance for scattered thunderstorms. Highs around.
You know, I've heard somebody say just the other day how love ain't around. People trying to find a way out, trying to find some peace of mind. And where you might, you might begin to see some of the things you've been trying to find. Look at California.
As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. You know, I come in here 5 days a week, you know, week in, week out, month in, month out, and talk about a lot of issues that impact and affect all of us. And I am constantly unwavering and willing to talk about all subjects. And so I was challenged the other day about why I won't talk about what's going on in Israel. Because there are some subjects that people say are taboo, and we shouldn't be allowed to talk about them. And I don't think any subject should be taboo. And I think truth, wherever it is, should be spoken. And when we talk about freedom of speech, and when we talk about why you should have, it should be, you know, talk about people having courage to discuss what goes on in Israel. Well, you know, right is right, wrong is wrong. And we have to be willing to, again, speak from that perspective. So at a recent Israeli Defense Forces Officers Candidate School graduating ceremony, IDF Chief of Staff Lieutenant General Hezra Halvi declared an IDF soldier who stands by while an Israeli throws a Molotov cocktail at a Palestinian cannot be an officer. Maybe we haven't talked about it enough, but ever since Benjamin Netanyahu came back to power in Israel, things have really gotten out of control from the perspective of this continued ongoing battle between Israel and the Palestinians. And what Benjamin Netanyahu and has been doing, and the slaughter that's been taking place, and the injustice that has been taking place, again, with the to the Palestinian people. You know, President Joe Biden, and I support President Biden and Democrats, but they've been silent. And again, whether it's in Ukraine or whether it's in Israel, right is right, wrong is wrong. And what Benjamin Netanyahu and Israel has been doing in Israel to the Palestinians is once again not right. And the fact that we in this nation are silent towards it is also not right. And so we're going to spend a couple minutes talking about just what's been taking place there, and why we shouldn't be silent. The fact that we continue to financially support Israel, a very strong nation financially, that continues to get financial resources from the taxpayers of this nation. We need to talk about it, and we will after the break. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back. California.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734. Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Hail insurance is a critical part of your risk management plan. Here at Ag Country Farm Credit Services, our loan officers and insurance specialists work together to give you the best combination of risk management tools and hail insurance options. We'll analyze coverage levels and compare them to the cost of production and the crop revenue potential. Then we'll customize a hail plan to your specific operation. Contact your local Ag Country office to learn more.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
We all make promises, big and small, tested over time and distance, tried by circumstances and decisions.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
I do solemnly swear to bear true faith and allegiance.
To help you when you're in need.
To tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
To be considerate and caring. Courageous and strong.
For better.
For worse.
In sickness and in health.
To love and cherish.
To be your loving, faithful friend.
Partner.
Child.
Parent.
Neighbor.
One of our most important commitments is to support our nation's veterans. Learn how you can help a veteran going through a difficult time by visiting maketheconnection.net.
Over the past few years, the COVID-19 pandemic has affected how we live our daily lives. Today, we also face a mental health pandemic that threatens our well-being as we attempt to rebuild our social networks and communities.
The pandemic has reminded us to value family, community, and our human connections. However, it has also left many of us feeling more isolated, confused, and alone, struggling to find meaning amid loss and uncertainty.
Today, one in five Americans experience emotional and mental health challenges. But many of us do not understand what we are facing or know how to ask for help.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, we understand what you are going through, and we are here to help. Our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all. We work every day to eliminate stigma, combat mental illness and substance use disorders, and advance mental health. If you or someone you love needs help, you are not alone. Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My Grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my Grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough, but if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 82. West winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 54. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. Partly cloudy skies again tomorrow. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Daytime highs approaching 77.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
Currently, it's 81.
At 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Before we went to break, you know, I was talking about, you know, what is going on in Israel since Benjamin Netanyahu has come back to power, and it is just not right. Now, we give Israel approximately $3.4 billion a year. We've given them over $150 billion. And so we certainly should have some impact in what happens there, as we do in other nations that we support financially. Before we went to break, I was talking about Chief of Staff Lieutenant General Herzl Halevi. Declared an IDF soldier who stands by while an Israeli throws a Molotov cocktail at a Palestinian cannot be an officer. Halevi could not be more correct. That same spirit of zero tolerance, toleration for enabling, for the bystanders' complicity in evil, must also dictate U.S. policy regarding current events in Israel. So what is taking place and what has been going on there is just overkill. I'm a retired lieutenant colonel in the IDF Judge Advocate General's Corps. I was directly involved in the implementation of the Oslo peace process and have been engaged in track two negotiations between Israel and the Palestinians. And I'm very much opposed to the Netanyahu government's judicial reforms, a whitewashing term if ever created. I'm also a dual U.S.-Israeli citizen who teaches law in the U.S., and I have spoken widely on U.S. and Israeli policies, geopolitics, and national security considerations. I'm deeply concerned about the Israeli democracy and Israelis' U.S. relationship, in particular, the historical financial U.S. commitment to Israel, for two related reasons. The first has to do with pogroms being committed by Jewish settlers directed at Palestinians living in the West Bank. Let me repeat that word, pogroms, P-O-G-R-O-M-S. Definition, the Oxford Language Dictionary. Pogrom, an organized massacre of a particular ethnic group, in particular, that of Jewish people in Russia or Eastern Europe in the late 19th and early 20th centuries. The pogroms of the 1880s drove many westward to the U.S. So what is transpiring, what is taking place in Israel again? An organized massacre of a particular ethnic group in particular. Now, this is not Earl Ingram saying this. Again, this is a well-respected dual citizen of Israel who is bringing this to the forefront. Jewish settlers and directed at Palestinians living in the West Bank, which have also resulted in harm to U.S. citizens. These are becoming a daily occurrence. Unfortunately, the proverbial nod and wink approval of a complicit government whose condemnations are merely rhetorical. Joe Biden, the Democrats, and the United States have been silent on this. The second issue is the government's determination to eviscerate Israel's independent judiciary, which is essential to the separation of powers and checks and balances. These two issues directly clash with the American interests, values, and norms. They do not reflect the Israel beloved by those of us who believe in a liberal democracy for these reasons. The decades-long relationship between Israel and the U.S. is in peril like never before. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Why the silence? You know, why is it? And people who've been around a while, like I have, and have watched every time Benjamin Netanyahu has gotten reelected, that might have been four or five times now, this happens. And Israel takes this turn for the worse as it relates to the Palestinian people. And as a power broker in world politics, the fact that our government remains silent to what is happening to Palestinians is not right. I know I run a risk of having this conversation. But why should there be a risk? It's the truth. I'm not the guy who's saying this. I'm just echoing, you know, this article that's in The Hill this morning, and it's from a retired lieutenant colonel, of Israel, a dual Israeli citizen, United States and Israel. And he says that this is not right. And yet, you know, we remain silent. We have to, wherever it is. American concern regarding the current situation has been clearly articulated by President Biden and his entire administration. Whether Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and members of his coalition fully understand and appreciate these clear voices of concern is an open question. Now, I understand that, you know, Israel is our number one ally. I'm not unmindful of that. But because they're our number one ally, does it mean that we shouldn't apply pressure when human rights are being violated? Whether it's in Israel, again, or whether it's in Ukraine, our nation should stand up and speak up for that and speak against it. And, you know, how far are we willing to go? It's what's at the root of it. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You know, why is the subject matter taboo? It should not be. And throughout my life, it's been something that people had to tread very softly on. and about. And it's still that way today. But it shouldn't be. And we should be willing to speak out against atrocities wherever they are, whoever creates those atrocities. Be it Israel, be it Russia, be it the United States. Right is right, wrong is wrong. Doesn't have any nationality. Doesn't have any religious connotation. You know, it's not rich, it's not poor. None of those things. But what is taking place there is not right. It's not just. And so what Benjamin Netanyahu is doing is saying, okay, well, you know, America, if you really, you know, want to put pressure on us, we'll just go and we'll talk to China. Maybe we'll build a new relationship with China. And so Benjamin Netanyahu is going to visit China, something that hasn't happened in the past, because he's dead set on what's in his mind, what's been in his mind as long as he's been in control, and whenever he's in control over Israel. So anyway, I want to go to this next subject. And this is another one of those things that we have to be willing to speak out against. And, you know, a New Rochelle, New York police officer shot a man. 37-year-old man. You know, and what was the man doing that cost him his life? He was accused of eating some grapes and a banana without paying for it. I see you shaking your head, Calvin. But these are the kind of things that I just, how do you even explain it? You know, a black young man and a white police officer. How can there be any peace? There will never be any peace when things like this continue to happen. Well, they said he was, you know, he was doing this and he wasn't paying for it. And then the police's excuse was he tried to grab my gun. Makes no sense. Makes no sense. So am I saying that people should go into grocery stores, Calvin, and eat a couple of grapes and eat a banana? No, I'm not. But even if someone does that, how does it escalate to somebody being murdered? Because that's what that is. That's murder. Well, you know, he's law enforcement. I don't care if you're law enforcement or whoever you are. Again, this man lost his life because he ate a few grapes and ate a banana that they throw away hundreds of times a day, because the bananas either rot or the grapes are no good, so they throw these things away. What point are we trying to prove? Well, he shouldn't have been, you know, stealing. You know, he shouldn't have been stealing. This, you know, we have to come to grips with things in this nation. And things aren't getting better. I keep hearing people say, oh, things are getting better. No, they're not. Situations like this won't ever make things better. They will always make things worse. Somebody should pay a price for that. I'm afraid that the law enforcement officer is going to get off. We've seen these kind of situations before. But there's no way in a just society that guy should get off because the guy was eating a few grapes and a banana. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. What say you? You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be back.
Does your financial strategy include your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, Thrivent has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options, from financial advice and investments to insurance, banking, and generosity programs. To have a heart-to-heart about your finances, contact Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Call her at 715-470-1303. 715-470-1303. Mandy Roberts proudly serves the Central Wisconsin area. For more details, visit thrivent.com/disclosures.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
Shop Menards for 11% off everything for outdoor summer fun. Kick back and relax in a 5-piece Harrison dining set with round dining table and 4 all-weather chairs. It's just $159.99 after 11% off. Patio accessories including lights, rugs, and fire pits are also on sale. A 29-inch steel fire pit is just $49.99 after 11% off. Good through July 16th. Savings are mail and rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
It's go time at Chula Vista. Time for you to discover Wisconsin's most complete resort experience. 200,000 square feet of water park fun. New thrills like zip line racing. 18 holes of classic golf. Wisconsin's number one steakhouse. Hundreds of newly renovated rooms. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Chula Vista Resort is one of the nation's top 10 indoor water parks per USA Today's 2023 Reader's Choice Awards. Find out why at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Thank you.
you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. It's impossible for Raymond Fowler to explain how it felt to learn a police officer shot his only son after he was accused of taking a few dollars worth of fruit, he said. Words can't describe the moment when I heard what happened, Mr. Flower said. Even now, as we speak, it's like I'm in a cloud. This is a very difficult challenge for me. Mr. Flower's son, Jarrell Garris, 37, was shot by police on July 3rd in New Rochelle, New York, a suburb of New York City, after a report of theft from a local grocery store. He was accused of eating a few grapes and a banana and leaving without paying, the lawyer representing the Garris family said. The New Rochelle Police Department said Mr. Garris was shot when he tried to grab a gun from an officer's holster. It released body cam footage that shows the events leading up to the shooting, but cuts off before it takes place. Mr. Garris died in the hospital a week later, according to the state attorney general's office. So, I don't know, man. You know, if I'm a law enforcement officer, and, you know, and somebody, you know, ate a banana and ate a few grapes and left the store, I would say this is, you know, as long as the guy left, what am I going to do? Is that an issue even worth me getting involved in? I mean, let's just think about it. Nothing good can come out of that situation. I haven't been trained in law enforcement. I've got many friends, retired law enforcement officers. I know the chief of police, who I'm going to have on next week, the chief of the city of Milwaukee's Police Department, is going to join me in studio next week, a good friend of mine. And I know his take on these kinds of things. Some things just aren't worth getting involved in. That didn't make any sense. That's a situation that the law enforcement officer should have ignored. A banana and a few grapes. And a man is dead. Well, you know, Earl, he was stealing. Well, you know, corporations steal, but it's legal for them. There are people who are hungry in the society, no question whatsoever. But if the worst that occurred was a banana and a few grapes, and somehow the sentence should be death, we've got things really screwed up in this society. There's no question we have those things screwed up. And this is a prime example. You know, being a law enforcement officer doesn't mean that you are the judge and the jury. As I said to you before, I've got law enforcement officers that are retired friends that I've known most of my life. The chief's a real good friend of mine, the chief of the city of Milwaukee Police Department. I'm not anti-law enforcement. But that just makes no sense whatsoever. It's a situation that just did not have to occur. And these kinds of things keep happening time and time and time again. And they don't have to happen. That's unacceptable. No person should lose their life with a nation that throws away more food than almost all the rest of the world combined. And somehow it winds up in a man losing his life. Now he ate a banana and he ate a few grapes and he didn't pay for them. I'm many times speechless when you see stories like this, because they've got to end. These things have to end. Listen, we've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5